News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the European Commission is set to propose merging the Common Agricultural Policy funding with other funds. It would come as part of a radical overhaul of how farmers receive financial supports from the European budget. This is just a proposal at this stage. It hasn't actually happened. Francie Gorman is the president of the Irish Farmers Association and vice president of COPA, the European Farmers Organization. Francie, your reaction to this development?
We'd be very concerned about it, Shane. Good morning to you and your listeners. I mean, this is obviously, it's a downgrading of agriculture and food production as a priority by the European Union. And it will ultimately, and we've seen this over the number of last number of months, it'll ultimately lead to higher food prices for consumers and lower incomes for farmers. So very, very concerning. And as you said earlier, it's an initial proposal. This will ultimately be decided through a trilogue process between the Parliament, the European Union, or the Council of the European Union and the Commission.
Okay. There is there not some stuff in this proposal that should be of welcome to farmers? For example, one of the things they will be emphasising is increased supports for young farmers in establishing a new farm, potentially rising from 100 grand to 300 grand. Is that not something to be welcomed?
Of course it is. And I mean, it's something that we've been championing for quite a while, along with Macro Young Farmers Organisation. We want younger farmers in. We need that generation of farmers coming home. But to be clear, what they need, if they're going to come home and farm and give up the opportunity maybe of a good job somewhere else or somewhere in another part of the world, is certainty, not flexibility. And what the Commission here are looking for is flexibility to be able to move funds that today support agriculture, maybe into defence or something else at short notice.
There's no suggestion that money's going to be moved into defence. I think what they're saying is member states would have more power to reallocate funding based on their specific needs rather than uniform allocations. So it wouldn't necessarily go to direct support for farmers, but it's still staying in that area of farming, agricultural, rural.
That's not guaranteed, Shane. And we saw when COVID struck in 2019 or 20, there was a huge sum of money borrowed by the European Union. And if we ended up in a crisis, and that the payback for that starts in 2028. And if we end up in a situation where we need money for, say, fire defence, or maybe for a pandemic again, there will be greater flexibility within the Commission to be able to move this money that supports agriculture and rural and essentially rural Ireland. This underpins a huge level of employment in rural Ireland and delivers massively in terms of economic value. And there's the potential to move this money out of that area into any area they need it. Right. And this has been a policy of ours supported by COPA and, to be fair, clear, supported by our government, that we need this ring fence fund for agriculture. It has to be enhanced, has to be inflation-proofed, and that we do need the tools in the toolbox that allow us to support the vulnerable sectors and young farmers. And look, it's the start of the process, we'd be worried about it.
One of the other things I saw in the proposals that funding should be focused on active farmers. Again, does that not make sense, targeting supports towards farmers who exercise agriculture as a principal activity? Is that not the way we should be heading?
Yeah, it's a lovely line to put out if you're trying to get a policy accepted by people. We were promised in many European CAP reforms that we'd have freedom to farm, there'd be less regulation. And in actual fact, what we get is more of what they say they're not going to deliver. So, of course, we want to see the money move to people who produce food. It's not alone this food production is it
because
important
we are at
for,
the moment. Are
consumers.
We? Am I right? Is it still the case that farmers are still paid under CAP for doing nothing at times?
No, it's not. But they've certainly moved in terms of food production. Yes, they've moved the money. They've shifted the goalposts from food production to environmental delivery. But delivering up for your environment is not either. And we believe that there's a fine line there between producing food and looking after the environment. And you don't have the countryside we have if you don't have farmers in it producing food.
Two last quick questions for you. There will be people listening this morning on their way to work saying, Yeah, look, I get why Francie's upset about this. I get why farmers are upset. But, you know, we don't get subsidies to do our job. We have to make do and make ends meet. What would your response be to that? That cap is kind of an archaic notion from the 1950s.
So there's two points here. Firstly, everybody is subsidised in some shape or form, whether it's through supports to bring industry into the country, whether it's supports for farmers, whether it's support for health or legal system, whatever. If you want to move the dial in policy, you put money into it. So everybody is supported in some shape or form, if it's only the construction of a roads or whatever, to get from A to B. And the second point is that this flies in the face of promises made by the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, this time last year, when she said she was going to support agriculture and have agriculture front and central in European policy.
Okay.
And she's not supporting.
Francie, final question.
Commissioner Hansen.
Final question. Obviously, people who are farmers will be directly affected by this. What impact do you see this having on food prices?
I think you'll see an increase in food prices as a result of this. We've already seen that over the last 6 months, and that has come about from a shift in policy at European level to not supporting food production to the same extent over the last decade. And you'll
and
see
do you
this,
think this will happen?
Moving, I think it will. It's happening already.
Okay. Francie Gorman, President of the IFA, Vice President of COPA, European Farmers Organisation, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.